sweat technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joe Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
713-780-ESPN. Is it a basketball city or is it a baseball city in Houston? Texter arguing that the city cares more about baseball than basketball. Doesn't know the start time of today's game is a beautiful irony. It's a basketball city. I know the time of the Astros game. It's 6:05. What do you mean I don't know? 713-780-ESPN. Basketball city or baseball city in Houston? I gave up on the Astros in the offseason as they lost two All-Stars and replaced them with a rookie and a guy who got released by the Rockies. The lack of offense is predictable. As for much of the season last year, this was a meh team hitting-wise. Did not fall for your sunshine-pumping propaganda. It sounds like that texture quit on the Astros. He's out. Golden Era's dead.
We're less than a week into the season. Let's just slow the roll for now.
My buddy Guy, this is the end of the Astros. End of sittings.
Thanks, Guy.
This is a dark day, I guess. I didn't realize this was going to be a dark day. It's a dark day.
Man.
I was optimistic. I'm fresh off my long drive championship. Headed to San Antonio here soon, calling some Cougar baseball tonight. Like I came into today's show bright-eyed and bushy-tailed,
baby.
Who
knew you were going to be writing a eulogy for the funeral?
I was just about to say, we did eulogies for the Astros last year. I think mid-May. Should we have that for tomorrow, Friday?
Gee. I wonder if I still have my eulogy.
I don't know.
I off-the-cuffed mine, I remember. So
yeah.
I can write one.
We might have to do earlier than this year.
I have my eulogy. You want it?
Sure.
Are we doing it?
Hit me some music.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, we'll read some text until you get ready. The Astros haven't played with any urgency since winning the World Series in 2022. Who is our hitting coach? They have two. When you have two hitting coaches, you don't have one, they say. That's what I've heard. If you have two hitting coaches, you don't have one. It's Cindron and Snicker. Do they even have responsibility for the low runs output the last several years? You should get more than two runs per game with this lineup. As for Yordan, I see his career matching Martinez. We'll get into the Yordan potential in a little bit. The Astros are playing right now. Are they not losing 5-1? Fromber start? No, Fromber would never give up five runs in three innings. He would never give up two home runs in the first two innings. I don't believe you. Texter, wrong. They're playing right now, losing 5-1. I don't believe you that the Astros have one run in the first three innings. You got to be lying to me. If the Astros go down three or more runs, I have zero confidence in them winning. Five games in and it's done. Jeez, it's Texans season. Just play the rest of the season on the road. They do struggle at the Dyke. They have bad success there. All is fine. Bregman did not deserve money. All right, hit me with the eulogy music. Here's my eulogy from last year. Today is a hard day. The golden era of Houston Astro baseball is no longer with us. To our hive, thank you all for being here. I once heard it said, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. In 2017, the golden era of Houston Astro baseball began with the first World Series in franchise history. In 2022, the Local 9 added another trophy to the case as the dynasty was cemented. During that time, seven straight trips to the ALCS. To the very last days, the golden era gave us joy, happiness, purpose as baseball fans in Houston. The Astros taught us to be arrogant, to mock fans of rival American League teams. While the golden era is dead, we've seen death in this organization. No playoff appearances until the 80s. Trade McClain's desire to deplete a farm system. Tim Perpura's ability to do literally nothing. And few fans in attendance while the TV ratings dipped to zero. The golden era was always busy. A team in constant motion, but never too busy to share their love for the city. When Houstonians were suffering during the recovery of Hurricane Harvey, it was those Astros that lifted us up. The golden era continually broadened their horizons with daring decisions. Trackman, Trashcan, Tobman, and now Bagwell. The golden era was always on the edge of innovation. The bleeding edge, they called it. The golden era could relate to perform from all walks of life. The best era in team history, the most diverse city in the country. In victory, the golden era shared credit. When they lost, they shouldered the blame. They accepted that failure as part of living a full life, but taught us never to be defined by failure. They showed us how setbacks can strengthen. So while the likes of Altuve, Verlander, Yordan, Fromber, even the ones that have left us, like Correa, Springer, Cole, Tucker, Bregman, all of them may live on, but the golden era has died. Golden era, we're going to remember you for bringing us happiness, joy, and the first two World Series titles. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that we were lucky enough to have seven of our best years. Finn.
Amen.
Still, I mean, it kind of hits still.
You, with the music, though, I mean, you were a hello friends from either being Jim Nance at a eulogy or at the Masters, except for the rest of it. But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, the music was kind of a golfer just died.
Hello, friend.
Well, the golden era has died.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah.
Very similar. Texture says they started 12-24 last year. Stop it. Well, 2-4 is the same pace of 12-24.
Facts.
Right?
Can't argue that.
My math
from an
is
analytical
right
perspective.
They win two of every.
You were a math major.
Six
yeah.
games.
I trust you.
12 of every 36. Well, that's the common denominator, right? Carry over the bottom of the fraction, I think is how you do it. Certainly they won't lose today, though. I mean, Astros will win today, right? 6:05 first pitch. Fromber's on the mound against some no-namer. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
You got your one on the hill. No reason to against a no-name. You should be in great shape.
The golden era is over because the players are gone. Spend some money, Mr. Crane. I always like the money thing. I always disagree with that, too. Like Correa, you should have spent money on Correa, Mr. Glass himself. You should have spent money on balding George Springer, who can't hit out of his shadow. He couldn't hit ocean if he fell out of a boat. And they should have signed him. What do you mean spend money? They should have traded those players before they left.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, now, if everybody's writing eulogies and writing this team off, when do they trade Fromber? And he can't trade him if he's not pitching well, so...
Did they miss the boat? 713-780.
Did they miss the boat? Is it all left but the dinghy?
The what?
The dinghy.
I mean, dinghy is a boat.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing you got left instead of the real boat. You're floating on a dinghy. Going nowhere.
I didn't expect dinghy references
dinghy.
Today.
There it is. In. Traded in dingers for the dinghy.
There you go.
I think you aren't hitting a whole lot of dingers.
I think we got there. I don't think Jeremy thinks
Jeremy,
you got there.
Leave us, or
no? I'm just seeing if you wanted to keep going.
No, I'm good.
I was seeing how many times you could use the word "dinghy" in a 60-second span. There,
we should
I was enjoying it.
Work more small boat references into our Astros conversation.
What's the one that they have on the cruise liners? Isn't it called a tender?
I don't know.
I think it's called a tender.
I think that's an app.
No, it's also there's more than one meaning.
Instead
for
of swipe right, you just paddle right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is a tender, though. I watch Below Deck every now and then. If you want those spreadsheets worked up, just let me know. I'll send it right over to you. I'm your spreadsheet man. What do you know about pivot charts, Texter? Can you provide a nice pivot chart? If you can do that, then you might be our man. Gentlemen, the game is on now, not tonight, and it's already 5-1 Giants. Valdez getting rocked. There's no way the Astros have one run through three. I do not believe that the game is going on now and the Astros trail 5-1 through three innings. That would mean the Astros have scored a run in the first three innings of a game. That has not happened. I do not believe you. You're not going to be able to convince me otherwise. Floating on a Daikin AC unit? I don't even know what that means.
That's a sink or swim proposition.
Get the Astros some torpedoes to sink their dinghy.
Relax. They're on the way. Espada says they'll be here by next week. All will be good. You're waiting on a shipment, and all you want to do is cash in. Yay!
Is it a true Astros fan if they're doubting them after six games? I think it'd be the realest sense of an Astro fan, because I feel like Astro fans live or die by every single game. So,
We tend to treat baseball season like it's football season.
Oh, we do, yeah.
Two losses become the end of the world.
Texture, real ones are locked into the Rockets in April, but are real ones not locked into the Astros in April? Like, that's kind of the genesis of the conversation. I mean, diehard Astro fan or diehard Houston sports fans and real diehard Houston sports fans are probably locked into both at the same time. Got to agree with Blankers on this one. The CP3 and Harden era had a chance. That wasn't the argument, though. Like, yeah, the team had a chance. It was more about were they locked in Astro baseball. And when they were doing that. You guys are killing me. I've sent you the Rocket, that big Rocket spreadsheet, if you don't remember. Okay, yeah, that Rocket spreadsheet was not that sophisticated. Like, you could have just went into Google Sheets and started typing letters into a cell, my guy. It wasn't that sophisticated there. All right, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. If you want to eulogize the Astros six games into the season, five and a half games into the season, we are the place to do it. I don't think they're going to do that any other places. I don't think iHeartRadio is going to eulogize the Astros after six games.
That behavior would be frowned upon.
I don't think that the Highway to Hell is going to eulogize the Astros. The Highway to Hell probably didn't realize the Astros season started.
Say the same thing. I don't think they know the Astros are playing today, nor have they started yet.
They're playing Cal and D'Amico soundbites on loop, I think is what's going on over there. So if you want to eulogize the Astros
never,
six games.
Never quit.
That's what they do. That's 24/7. Kyle McNair sound bites, which is kind of fun. I'm not gonna hate. That is kind of fun.
It's right, always fun to win.
See, see, how could you not love to listen to 24 hours of that on loop? 713-780-3776. He's just dropping them all, playing all the hits here. Texture, quick, your band. That one is kind of fun. That one's a pretty good one.
The long version of that, for sure, yes.
Eulogize the Astros with us, 713-780-3776. Hopefully they get it back on track tonight, though. We'll see. 6:05 first pitch. What is Jordan Alvarez's potential? Do you think he'll live up to that potential? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I want all of you living up to your potential. I want all of your finances living up to your finances. And the best way to do that is to make sure you're not getting screwed over on your property taxes. Being a homeowner comes with a lot of responsibility, great responsibility and great cost. Ownwill is here to help you with both of those things. Let them take a little bit of trouble off of you, but also save you money. A lot of homeowners overpaying on property taxes, and it shouldn't be you. Head to ownwill.com, sign up in less than 3 minutes to get their experts fighting for you. Cutting edge technology can start saving you money with no upfront cost. You heard that right. No upfront cost. You're only going to pay if you save. Zero risk, 100% reward. Ownwell handles it all from the start of the process to the very end and delivers top results. Ownwell levels the playing field, eliminates the concern of paying too much on property tax for the everyday home and property owner like you and me. Let me throw some numbers your way. I was a math major once upon a time. 86% of Ownwell's customers receive a reduction, with the average customer saving over $1,100. And it's free to sign up, and you're not paying unless you get some money back. What do you have to lose? Head to Ownwell.com right now and sign up. Deadline is May 15th. Do not run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start that protest today at Ownwell.com. That's O-W-N-W-E-L-L, Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Is the Astros Golden Era dead? 713-780-ESPN. People were talking. The people were talking. 713-780-3776. Corey says the Golden Age died because of the batter's eye in the icebox. It didn't matter that the other team can hit there.
Why don't you throw in the new City Connect or whatever they're calling them uniforms too? Because I saw people blaming them the other night.
Yeah, I like them.
I like them too, but they were like, "Oh, this is just like Space City. They suck and can't win in them." Okay, it's got to be the uniforms.
The song is a little ironic, though.
Who is this?
It's Toby Keith.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if I love the irony.
Gonna pour out the red solo cup and R.I.P.
I don't like that you're making jokes about it.
Too soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
My wife's aunt. Is that my aunt-in-law? She lives She lives on a little bit of property in Norman that's about 5 miles from Toby Keith's ranch. We drive by it when we go there. We went there for Christmas. You always had like a really nice Christmas display and stuff. Okay. Huge piece of property. Lived on the top of a hill out there in the outskirts of Norman.
He and the Rocket were tight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He and Kelvin were tight, too.
Oh, is there? Oh, okay. Yeah, the Oklahoma connection, right?
Yeah, they were. He was a big Oklahoma fan. Mm-hmm. When you have a horse like Fromber, it's a sign to bet the house on tonight's game. If I were a betting man, I would bet my life's earnings, which is like $50, on Fromber tonight. I might do that because the Astros have been struggling, usually a struggling team. Usually they play well or they win when you don't expect them to be, expect them to win. They probably have decent odds. I'm going to bet my entire bank account, money line, that the Astros win today. I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do that.
Good luck to you.
The texture, these Astro game is on right now, and they're losing 5-1. I don't believe you. The Astros do. There's no way the Astros have a run in the first three innings of the game. I just refuse to believe that. Jordan, we'll get to the Jordan thing in a minute. Everyone needs to calm there. So that texture, not giving up on giving up on the Astros. This texter has a theory on what got Toby. We're not reading that. Are you guys not watching the game? Fromber's getting shut. We're doing right. We're working, dude. Like, what do you mean? Are we watching the game? What game? There is no game. Is there a women's basketball tournament game going on right now? Is that what's happening? Is there a day baseball game somewhere? The Astros play at 6:05, and even if they didn't, we'd be working hard. We're not going to be watching stuff during our work hours. What do you think this is?
I mean, seriously, come on. We got to do our due diligence on a segment by segment basis.
Do you think Espada gets fired if things don't improve? I have a hard time seeing him being fired in season.
I think it could be in play.
If they go 12-24, does he get fired?
Yeah, I think
he went 12-24 last year.
I know, but I don't.
Got
think,
him out
like
of
I
it.
Said, I think that was the anomaly, not the regularity that everybody can expect. They can do that again.
Yeah, I have a really hard time seeing him getting fired in season. I think it had to be historically bad.
I think he could, but I don't think it'd be 12-24.
I think if you're out of it,
the equivalent of that in July or August.
Yeah, I think if you're out of it with and probably one of the earlier teams to be ruled out of it, I think it's in play. What are you laughing at?
The Astros play a day game tomorrow too.
I just saw a graphic on
the Shin. Their pregame starts at 2:30 tomorrow. What is – I hate
in
day
Minnesota?
Baseball.
Well, so I guess dumb. From the weather perspective, at least it'll be warmer.
I think it's their opening day. It's their home opener.
That
so that's why
sense.
Like they have a day off or whatever, like a weird – is it Friday? I think they have a day off Friday. They play a Thursday,
correct.
Saturday, Sunday series.
Last weekend was weird too. They'd have a Sunday off.
Yeah, it's Sunday
it's
off.
So
yeah.
Weird. So weird. Yeah, so 6:05 for the Astros tomorrow, too. Interesting. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Israel, you're in the Hive. What's up, Israel?
Hey, Jeremy. Come on, bro. Hey, last year the same thing, right?
Yeah.
They got off to a slow – they had Tucker. A slow start. Everybody counting them out. Let me tell you something, bro. They're get it together. You know why? Because they got pitching. You got pitching, yeah. 3 runs or less. And even though Fromberg, you know, 5, that's a lot. I think he'd get it together. You know what I'm saying? I think he'd get it together on the long run. The same 12-24, that was 12. That's 12 over. You know what I'm saying? So, and everybody was saying the same thing, and they got Kikuchi. Y'all talked about Kikuchi. Who's Kikuchi? They got rid of the guy with the Seattle weather. I understand it's business, and, you know what I mean, y'all in the radio business. And let me bring up my man, though, Big Cam. Everybody, Big Cam is a 7th hitter in the lineup. His own base percentage is 357. I don't know if he's even playing tonight. I ain't get a chance to even check it out. 357. That means, and you brought it up, would you rather have someone get one home run and strike out 3 times or have one hit and 3 walks? Look, I don't know why. I can't put it on that. You know, I don't know why. I think Cam is doing a great job as a rookie. His own base percentage is after Altuve, 369 or whatever. I'm coming in today or whatever it is. As a rookie, and I think people are really mad because they brought him right up, and you know it is what it is. And
Israel, hey, it's Joel. Hey, it's Joel here.
Hold on.
Hold on. I just want to let you know the X factor is. Reed Sheppard is going to become a pitcher for the Astros and save the day.
Oh, my God. Don't be that bum. He's a third pick. There's a difference. You can't be the third pick in the NBA and you trash. He was from the minor leagues. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. Even though, hey, but he outperforming everybody on the Astros besides Altuve. Look at the record. Not the batting average, own base percentage. Walks. And he got hit and 2 hits. That's more than all of them. That's the 1-6 got to produce. He's 7. He's not the cleanup. All right, that's like, thank you, fellas. That's
you got it, Israel.
See you, Israel.
The call. I like the way you said Kikuchi. That was
it's better than Dingy.
That was eventful. I mean, Israel's right about the pitching staff. The starting rotation one time through, like they have been good. And I imagine Fromber will be good again tonight. So, yeah, the starting rotation has been the positive so far for the Astros. And, now, if Fromber gets shelled tonight, you know, maybe we're talking differently tomorrow. But the offense has been bad. And six, I mean, we're obviously having fun with this conversation. But, yeah, that's been the strength so far. Pitching's been a strength. Offense has been a weakness through five games and five innings.
I mean, no doubt. I mean, when you're only scoring nine runs, now 10 runs in, you know, five and a half games, it's putrid. It's awful. And the start, like you said, the starting pitching has been good enough to win. The back of the bullpen has been a little dicey, but got the job done. Middle relief has been, for the most part, good. That's why, even from a Joe Espada perspective, this is solely on the shoulders of everybody that goes up there with a bat in their hands trying to do some damage, because they ain't doing anything.
713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HR&P listener line. William, you're in the Hive. William, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Y'all good? Hey, the Astros are losing. They're playing that game right now. It was actually 5-1.
They scored a run?
Are you kidding?
Yes, it's 5-1, guys. They started early.
What? Hold on. Fromber gave up five and the Astros scored a run?
Bombshell.
What?
Yes, they scored a run.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
How are you listening to us and following the game?
Well, I have Bleacher Report on my phone. I have the app.
Oh, Bleacher Report, your source of news?
Yes, I Bleacher Report. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, William.
Are they at home?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
And Fromber's getting blasted.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Now my day is that just screws everything up.
I think you oversold it there a little bit, Blankers.
Bad.
I think you oversold it a little bit there. Appreciate the appreciate that, William. Bleacher Report. I guess Bleacher Report set us straight. Appreciate that, though, William. Thank you.
Thanks
for
listening, bud.
Enlightening us. I didn't realize the Astros were playing. Good thing I didn't lay down that bet. Sheesh. 713-780-3776. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line, Pete. You're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Pete?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Pete?
Well, talking about the Astros, I hate to say it, even though, you know, we're only six games in, and I don't want to be too quick to say it's going to be a failure of a year. But I think over time, losing all of the starters that they've lost, from the Springers and the Correas to recently Alex Bregman trading away Tucker, and the fact that they can no longer really go to the farm system to bring up homegrown talent because there's not much there anymore, to them. It's unfortunate. You know, yes, we still have Altuve, still have Yordan, but I just think in time it was going to catch up. And until we can replenish the farm system and bring some of these kids up and get them back to work. The Astros were in 2015 when you had Carlos, you had George, and, you know, at their young core, and being able to build that winner and sustain it. Sadly, we had to see them all leave, but I think we have to get back to basics again. And, you know, if the Astros can't get somewhere by the trade deadline this year, maybe it's time to go ahead and let's get rid of Fromber. Let's look at other options and build for the future. That's all I got. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thanks for listening, Pete. I mean,
thank you.
I think that we kind of undersell the fact that there's still the Blue Ball and eventually Gusto, and there's going to be guys down in Sugarland that can play. And we know that Matthews is down as a top prospect coming up. And we know that they've found and consistently had guys that, whether they were in MLB's top 100 or, you know, regardless of how you rank their farm system, you've had, you know, the DeCenzos and the Whitcombs and the, you know, guys like that are coming up. So I don't want to – it's the cupboard isn't bare. It's just this is not what we expected in terms of how they started the season with the money that they spent to get guys to replace guys that walked out the door.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that those guys are going to be big impacts, though. And their degree of impact is questionable. Like, none of those guys are highly decorated. But you're right. You don't have to be highly decorated to have a major impact. Like, Jeremy Peña, Yiner Diaz were never on top 100 list, or Fromber Valdez or Christian Javier. and they have an impact. But is Shea Whitcomb going to be somebody who has a major impact? I doubt it. Zach DiZinzo, maybe. We'll see. Like Bryce Matthews, maybe over time, hopefully. But I think it's an interesting point from Pete about the sustaining winning thing, because I think a lot of people look at how do you sustain winning, and it's like, well, you just got to pay everybody and keep everybody in-house. I actually think it's the other way. I actually think is you give up on these players a year before they enter free agency, and you're constantly making these trades for your players that will leave for the younger group of players that are eventually going to be that next young nucleus, that next young core that sustains winning. I don't think that sustaining winning is built by having a $300 million payroll. Now, it can help. Now, it hasn't necessarily helped the Mets, but I think it's the other way. I think it's having the courage to trading these players before they leave for nothing and continuously be reloading the farm system. That way your farm system doesn't get depleted. The best way to not deplete your farm system is you're always reloading to the farm system. And the way to do that is whenever you do trade your players before they leave for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vicious cycle in the fact that fans hate to digest the fact that some of their favorites that they've become very attached to have to go. But at the same time, that cycle allows you to do exactly what you just said. You can reload, restock the cupboard, and be ready for another run sooner rather than later, as opposed to doing what the Astros chose to do with everybody but Kyle Tucker and basically ride it out, knowing full well they weren't going to come back, but knowing that while they were still here, there was that chance that they could win again.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Texter shows the same thing on the ESPN app, too, that the Astros are playing. Why do people keep saying the game is on and the Astros are losing 5-1? Branham told us it starts at 6:05. Why would he lie about that? Exactly, Eric, the driver. Astros have a chemistry problem, no swag. Yeah, I don't think that's it.
I don't think Jose Siri is the difference maker in this one.
Yeah, I think their offense has just been bad.
Yep.
And maybe it will always be bad this year. 713-780-ESPN. Now, one of the guys that's supposed to be the straw that stirs the drink, Yordan Alvarez, he's had a tough go of it so far this season. What do you think his overall potential is? Obviously, it's very high, but do we think he'll live up to that potential? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, a moment from a good friend, Doc Linville, right here in the Medical Center in Houston, Texas. He is a difference maker in so many different ways. He does plastic surgery. He does spa treatments. He does Botox. But what he does that I have personal experience with is he gets your hair back. He has a multitude of different ways that he can either keep and grow the hair that you have or get your hair back if you've already lost it or you're losing it, thinning, and having bald patches. He's phenomenal. The Neograft procedure and the PRP treatments, which is plasma-rich therapy that it gets the platelets of your blood involved to rejuvenate the hair that you still have. It's like fertilizing your lawn. And after PRP treatments, you can get thicker, stronger, longer hair that's going to make a difference in your overall appearance. The Neograft procedure is one step above that. If you already have lost your hair in certain areas, maybe it's your hairline in front or the bald spot up on top and back, he can get hair there yet again because he takes it from a place that, here, pro tip, you're never going to lose the hair on the sides and the back of your head. So he's able to take some of it and almost like resodding your lawn, move some of it to where you need it most in those problem areas. And the results are staggering. They are phenomenal. They're fantastic. And I can't tell you enough how great that this entire process has been for me. You can get what I got, which is a free consultation that normally costs $150, just by going to 975hair.com. You pay absolutely nothing. People off the street pay that $150. You get to sit down with doc staff and get all the information, ask questions, get answers, and see if it's something that you might consider. There's no signing on the dotted line, money out of pocket, or commitment to be made. Just a frank and upfront conversation after they explain to you how they can help to see if it's something you might think about in the future. If you do, I can't tell you enough how you're getting the best in the business right here in Houston, and you're going to see the results. If you don't, at least you now are more well aware of options that are out for you that can help you in the future. Check them out today. Go to 975hair.com. Tell them I sent you by.
ESPN 97.5.
Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
Is the Astros Golden Era dead? 713-780-3776. Maybe it'll be a 15-foot pop-up single that will turn the Astros season around, perhaps. Eric the driver I turned over to cardiac arrest during the commercial, and it's just Sparks and Ford repeating over and over. The game starts at 6:05. Right, no ball. Sparks and 40, no ball. I don't know if everybody's ever called him that. 40. It doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it? 40.
It's better than the B-Mackey you tried to put on me last week.
No, B-Mackey's better. How do you like that name for Brian Blankers? B-Mackey. No, I didn't call you B-Mackey. I called you B-Mackers.
Oh, I think you did both, but they're both bad.
B-Mackers pretty good, I think.
Not great.
I think it's pretty good. I agree with reloading the farm and getting something for guys on their last year of the deal, but it's a tough pill to swallow when you're always in the race and need those guys. That is true. But you trust the process, and you know that it gives you the best chance of winning long-term. And you do it in the offseason, too, where it's easier to swallow. Somebody said bases loaded, nobody out, Alvarez is up. No, that can't be the case. The Astros loaded the bases. You're nuts. I don't believe that. Who in this lineup excites you? No one, really. I mean, Yordan's slumping, which brings it up the question. What do you think Yordan Alvarez's potential is, Blinkers?
For the year, for the career? Because I think that, for me, I haven't lost any hope
on
him for both. I think that, regardless, you got a steal of a deal.
That wasn't the question, though. No one's talking about hope or losing hope. The question is, what is his potential? Like, we all think it's good. No one's down. No one's, like, dogging him. This isn't like Yordan stinks. No, we're talking about, like, what is the realistic ceiling for Yordan in a season and over the course of his career?
Okay. That's why I said for a season or career. I think for...
Right, but you also said that, like, no one's giving up on him. No one said that.
No, I understand. But in me not giving up on him, I believe that means that I still have the same kind of perspective and vision for him that I had a year ago or when he first started having success, and especially after they signed the contract, that I believe that he's a perennial all-star every year. I think that he will find it this season. I believe that he is still one of the best hitters in the game. I think that in terms of his overall ceiling, when all is said and done, is he going to be a guy that has Hall of Fame numbers? I'm not going to say for sure definitively he will, but I believe that he is going to. I think that he is the straw that stirs the drink, but he is going to be the centerpiece for a long time of whatever this team is capable of doing offensively. So I believe in him, and I believe that both for the short term and the long term, that he's going to be a perennial all-star and one of the better hitters in the game.
Do you think he reaches what you think is his potential?
I mean, I think the injuries are the thing that scares me the most on that. I think the fact that, you know, he's a guy that finds very unique ways to get hurt. And I think that that will probably derail a lot of my overall expectations for what his career can become. So I'll say probably not.
All right. I'm going to give you my ceiling season career. And then if he lives up to it, 713-780-ESPN. We'll do that on the other side. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, right now I want to let you know that the deadline to get your protest for your property taxes in is May the 15th. That means the clock is ticking. And you don't want to wait for the final whistle. You want to get in contact with experts, people that have 60 combined years of experience on property tax issues and the ability to get there, get in for you, and win big. It is those people that I'm talking about right now, Century Property Tax Consultants. They're the best in the business, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or business properties. They're going to fight to reduce your taxes. And you know how I like it. You don't pay unless you win. That's the greatest thing in the world, because you don't have to pay and then find out you're not going to win your case and you're not going to save any money. No savings, no charge. How can you go wrong? That's why you need to contact them right now while you still have plenty of time to protest your property taxes. All you got to do is go to CPROtax.com. That's CPROtax.com. Get in contact with the experts, people that have been in business for a long time and have 60 combined years of experience to get you what you need, which is that win. That W in the win column is going to be huge when you put money in your pocket, and you get it with CPRO
CenturyPropertyTax.com and the Century Property Tax Consultants. You don't pay more taxes than you need to, and you only pay if you win. How do you get a better deal than that? That's absolutely fantastic. Get going now today. Contact them, and they'll start working for you right away. They're going to get you the results that you need at Century Property Tax Consultants.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
The Astros season revived. I don't know if Yiner Diaz's play discipline has anything to do with it. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Astros 6:05 first pitch tonight. 6:05 tomorrow, too, by the way, just getting out ahead of it. Join us Friday, River Ranch, Dayton, new community just northeast of Houston. 16 new model homes, homes from the high 200s to the 500s, featuring the Angel Lagoon, white sand beaches, turquoise water. It's a must-see community. ESPN Houston will be there noon to 6. Paul Gallant, Killer Bees, Brian and Blankers. Learn more at riverranchdayton.com. I think that Yordan Alvarez has Hall of Fame potential, and I mean that sincerely. I think he has MVP potential, multi-MVP potential. I think he has generational offensive talent. I think he could potentially be, if he lived up to it, one of the best hitters in this generation. Like, that's how highly I think of Yordan Alvarez. I have a bad feeling at the end of his career, he doesn't live up to that. Like, he still might be very good, still might be a multi-time All-Star, but I have a feeling he's never going to win, like, that MVP. That he's not going to play enough games to be a Hall of Famer. That he's not going to quite be this generational offensive talent that he was capable of. Now, because he's so good, he's still going to be very good. But I don't think he lives up to the potential that I think of him. Because I really do think that. I think if Yordan put it all together, stayed healthy, was an Iron Man, played in every single game for between now and, you know, his age 35 year, I think he would put up Hall of Fame numbers. I get the feeling, and maybe it's because of his proneness to injury, maybe because he has these mysterious injuries, maybe because sometimes it doesn't seem like he loves to be certain cities. Somebody was texting in saying that he's the Jalen Green of baseball because of how streaky he is. I have a bad feeling he's never going to live up to the high, high, lofty potential and ceiling that I have of him.
Yeah, I mean, is it the Jalen Green or is it more like the Mike Trout, but in your perspective, he doesn't even get to an MVP-type season, but he has really, really good success. It's just that the injuries are going to be too much at the end of the day for him to get.
It more Trout plus Rendon.
Okay.
Not that he, like, hates baseball like Anthony Rendon did, but does he have that grinder, dirtbag mentality?
Well, I think that's something that we've always questioned about the fact that you can, you know, I mean, it's kind of have that want to is a huge factor. And you can have all the ability in the world and just kind of not have that kind of eye of the tiger. And it's fair to question that.
Because at his best, he is the very best. And he's had these unbelievable playoff moments, right? And, like, those moments are fantastic and great. Wouldn't trade them for anything. But you have to be like that for 155 games every year. And I just don't get the feel that we're ever going to see Yordan have 155 games where he's the best player in baseball. So, like, I think he's MVP ceiling. I think he's Hall of Fame ceiling. I think there's a very good chance he never reaches either one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the injuries are big to me, too, because, look, I always get offended when he's not considered one of the best hitters in baseball or when they do their rankings about, you know, where he sits. In terms of what I've seen and what we've seen and what we've been privy to know that he can be clutch, he can hit for average, he can hit for power. But because we've seen every game and because we talk about it on a regular basis, there's no reason to believe that this guy's ever going to put together a full season complete with no injuries and maximizing his potential. That's one season, not his whole career. So when you start talking about that over the course of his entire career, he's probably going to fall short of the lofty expectations that we have, because we saw enough to say, hey, he's got all the tools.
And he's still going
to
be very good. Like, he's already been a top 10 MVP guy twice. Like, I think he's going to rack up top 10 MVP seasons. But does he win an MVP? Does he have this 7 to 10 year span where he wins not only, like, multiple MVPs and then puts up these counting stat numbers that eventually get him elected to the Hall of Fame? I think it's going to be tough for him. And, like, he's been relatively healthy compared to, like, early in his career, these last few years. Like, he played in 147 games last year. Like, give me 147 games of Jordan. I would sign up for that every season. Mm-hmm. If you tell me that Jordan's going to play in 145 games every year for the rest of his career, yes, please. I would sign up for that every single year. 635 plate appearances, yes, please. If he's north of 600 plate appearances every single season, I'm signing up for that. But don't you think if 635 playoff plate appearances, that he would hit 50 homers? And I know that that's unbelievable expectation. I get that. But that's how highly I think of his talent. Like, I think he is capable of hitting 50 home runs any given year. Do I ever think he's going to have a 50-homer season? I kind of don't. Whether it's the injuries, whether it's, you know, the mindset that you need to have 155 games a year. Somebody texted in and said he's not happy because he's not playing left field. I wonder if there is any validity to that. I don't know.
I mean, we talked about it, and I know that MLB Network was trying to make a bigger deal out of it than maybe the numbers actually lead on to, but they did make the point with baseball guys that, you know, DeRosa and Bowden and some of those guys were saying that some guys have a tough time staying locked in when it's like four pinch hitting appearances by being a DH as opposed to staying locked into every aspect of the game by playing the field. We know he likes playing the field. We know that they said last night on the telecast he was penciled in to play left field today, maybe for that very reason. But maybe that gets him going, because they're still trying to find something that gets him going to get off this slow start. But you don't know what you don't know, but he does seem like a guy, whether he plays it well or you worry about his health or not, that wants to be out there more than just hitting.
Like, do you think Aaron Judge is more talented than Yordan Alvarez?
That's the one I keep kicking around in my head. Like, the numbers say that there's no way you put Yordan in the same category as Aaron Judge, but the eye test to me says, just on raw ability overall, I would put Yordan Alvarez in a conversation with Aaron Judge.
If we're talking purely hitting, to me, Yordan is Aaron Judge.
Outfielding, right. Obviously, defensively, I give Aaron Judge the nod. But, right, just strictly from a hitting perspective, I believe that Yordan Alvarez is in the same conversation with Aaron Judge.
Do we think that Yordan Alvarez is going to have 58 home run seasons, 62 home run seasons where he hits 320, seasons where he has an 1,100 OPS? See, I think he's capable of doing it. If he has that type of year, I'd be surprised.
See, that's the thing. I just think that's the frustration, because you see all signs and every indication there that there's no reason not to believe that he can't do that for a season, if not for a couple, and really stack numbers. But what we've seen over his career so far is the fact that the big thing that gets in the way of Yordan is Yordan's health. And so Yordan's health is going to be the reason why I don't think he ever gets those numbers.
Yeah. King of Twitch saying, no way Yordan is in the same group as Judge. I don't know what he means by that, but he says Judge is a home run hitter. Okay. All right. Then why does Judge have years where he hits 311 and 322? Like, you call him a home run hitter, yet he's had career years where his batting averages have been better than Yordan's.
Right. The reason why they're compared in the same category is both have the unique ability to have massive power and also hit for average at a really high clip. So that's why I personally say, yeah, just from the talent level at the plate, I believe both are in the same category.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Would you trade Yordan for Judge? No, I hate Yordan. I hate Judge. So I wouldn't. Keith from LA, should the Astros trade Fromber and Yordan to rebuild the system? No. Fromber maybe in the summer. If you're out of the race, I would trade Fromber over the summer. Yordan's under contract for a long time. Like, I'm not trading Yordan Alvarez.
And look, that's the difference in a nutshell right there between Yordan and Judge, too, is the fact that you got him on a hell of a sweetheart deal, and the Yankees are paying Judge boatloads. And we know that even in the seasons when Jordan doesn't play a full season, he plays enough to be a catalyst to why you have success as a baseball team. So it's a hell of a deal, and you know, you're getting the most that you can out of a guy that's, I guess, fairly categorized as injury prone.
Eric says the only thing about Jordan is that he's a DH. That's what we're talking offense only, because you do have to kind of throw the defense out when it comes to Jordan. He doesn't have the glove work to go with the Hall of Fame resume, but he's so good in tracking. But health is key. I mean, Big Poppy would be the comp here. Like, can he be Big Poppy? I think he's capable of being Big Poppy. Do I see him putting up the volume that Big Poppy have? I really don't.
No, look, David Ortiz is an unbelievable hitter who, because of being a DH, was able to stay healthy for the majority of his career. I don't care if he plays the field or not. I don't think that Jordan, even playing designated hitter, I think he still finds a way to miss significant time every season with very, very weird injuries and maybe just more traditional injuries as he gets older.
There were some rumors about Ortiz, too.
Yeah, there were.
Just some rumor. He never got suspended for Major League Baseball, but there were rumors. Rumors about Big Poppy. I'm not saying what those rumors were.
Hall of Famer.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. King of Twitch, what does average have to do with calling him a home run hitter? I mean, home run hitter implies that they're not a good average hitter. Like, if you call a guy a home run hitter, you would think that the guy who's a better hitter but not a home run hitter would have better batting average. So I think that would be the difference there.
I mean, if you're categorizing a guy as one of the best hitters in either the league or all of Major League Baseball, then I think that's the combo platter. And I think both of those guys, even looking at the start of the season before it started, are guys that fit that category.
Junior Broncos, why is Branham in a cubicle? Because I'm working. Don't you work in a cubicle? No, he doesn't work. He's on Twitch. He's in his mother's basement.
Just wait. So. What if you had the ability to see everybody that was on the Twitch feed where they were sitting currently?
They'd probably be
a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
Texter, I was begging we trade for Esturi Ruiz last year, and now the Dodgers have him. But thank goodness we have Myers, Chaz in the outfield. I don't know. I think you're overrating Ruiz there a little bit, Texter. I mean, the Oakland Sacramento A's did not want Ruiz on their baseball team last year and this year. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells me that a lot of people are going to have a lot of – look, there's a lot of guys that got away. What's the guy that they traded away to Boston? Abreu?
Willier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, Ruiz wasn't an Astro.
No, you could have tried to get him. But, yeah, I mean, look, they gave away some guys too. But, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk or what they weren't able to do.
We spent the whole 2 hours crying about the Astros' offense spilling its milk.
Okay, great.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Lance Zierlein has a new mock. Let's make mock drafts great again with Lance's mock. 713-780-3776. I know that I'm leaving, Brian. I'm teasing it for you. Teasing it for you because you can't answer a text, Brian. All right, the boys will discuss that next. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. It's March. No, it's not. It's April. Spring is on the way, and that means it's time for spring savings at Monument Chevrolet. Get over to the dealership, 225 and Beltway 8. Check out their massive inventory. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Transparent, no-hassle pricing. Get your car shopping done fast. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years and have helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families keep coming back because they trust the fine people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel, friendly atmosphere. They hire good people, so they have a great culture over there at Monument Chevrolet, and they're cutting prices across their inventory right now, and with tax season here, Monument Chevrolet can put your reimbursement to work with the right vehicle for you. So get over to Monument Chevrolet. It's massive. You can't miss it. 225 and Beltway 8. It's like a Houston suburb, quite frankly. Get a fair deal, a fast, easy transaction without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations that are no fun. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your vehicle, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at MonumentChevrolet.com, MonumentChevrolet.com, or just go visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8. That's Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.